thank you for listening to our new episode of our podcast, Be Happy and Achieve Your Goals. I also wanted to thank all of those that sent me emails and asking why I haven't posted any new episodes. So the reason I didn't post anything new is that I took a little vacation. I needed to rest a little bit. And now that I've done so, I'm back and I'm recharged and ready to share with you more of these moments. Today, I would like to talk about giving and receiving. Giving and receiving is the natural way of life. Our very existence depends on it. For instance, when we breathe, we take in oxygen and we exhale carbon dioxide. Plants take in carbon dioxide and exhale oxygen. So in that way, we are connected to plants. Plants need our byproducts, and we need the byproducts of the plant as well. But that need for exchange is not only physical. In our spiritual practices, if we don't give our time to meditate or to pray or to read the scriptures, we will not grow spiritually. Our lives are a reflection of what we spend most of our time doing. Many people want to know the secret or the magic formula for success. A lot of people believe that the answer is hard work, but that is not the secret. I've never met a person in my life that worked harder than my grandfather. He woke up every day from Sunday to Sunday to work in the farm. I remember he used to wake up at 2:33 in the morning. I mean, I knew my grandfather for 17 years before he went back to the father. And I never saw him stay at home until he was like very ill in his late 80s. But during those 17 years that I had the honor of sharing my life with him, he never went on vacations, went to the beach like once or twice in his lifetime. He never took a day off. Even when he was sick, he had a cold or a fever or something like that. He didn't care. His favorite phrases were, "My cows don't take vacation," and "The eye of the owner fattens the cows." So he thought that his presence was required in the farm. So my grandfather worked for almost 80 years of his life, taking care of the cattle, planting the fields. And after examining my grandfather's life and the life of many others I've known through my life that had been hardworking people, I realized that hard work is not the answer to become successful. I believe that the secret is to give and receive. I believe that there are three kind of people based on their predominant behavior related to giving and receiving. I classify people in those who are givers, those who only give and want nothing back. Those are the Mother Teresa's and Mahatma Gandhi's and Jesus's of the world. We have the takers. Most of us are in that category, or at least we want to be. We want to take and take and take and give nothing back. And the third group, those that I call the successful ones, are those who have found the balance in giving and receiving. A big section of the population is in the second category because of the way their brains have been wired since they were children. Since we are very young, we are encouraged to eat all of our food so we grow up and become strong. We need to be good at playing a sport so we can defeat our opponents. And at school, you have to study hard so you know more than your classmates so you can get better grades. Also at school, we are not encouraged to cooperate, especially during the exams. They call it cheating. When we graduate, we compete to get the best job, the best position in the company. We want to be the best, to have the nicest car, the nicest house in the neighborhood. And to make things worse, we live in this culture, which I call the culture of scarcity. The news and the commercials and everything we see on social media and on TV bombard us with this idea of scarcity, that there is not enough for everyone. So we become conditioned to think that this is a dog-eat-dog world. And that is not the truth. So when it becomes time to give back, most people have a very difficult time. And that's why we see so many people struggling to achieve their goals and looking to get the secret, in quotation marks, to be successful. When the secret is very obvious, the secret is in front of them. In the book of Proverbs 11:24, God tells us clearly, give freely and become wealthier. Be stingy and lose everything. Also in Corinthians 9:7, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Also in Deuteronomy 16:17, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of the Lord, your God, that he has given you. But now don't rush to the bank and start giving your money away, waiting to get something in return. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explained to Arjuna that giving simply because it is right to give, without thought of return, at a proper time, in proper circumstances, and to a worthy person, is sattvic giving. Sattvic, or sattva, is a Sanskrit word that describes one of the three tendencies or qualities or attributes that a person have. Sattva represents purity, represents love. The other two are rajas, which are passion and activity, and tamas, which is destruction and chaos. So giving without waiting to get something in return is the purest way of giving, and that's the kind of giving that will bring good things into your life. Probably when I talk about giving and giving, you might be thinking that giving is only reduced to material things, money or gifts or something like that. And that is not the case. If you remember a couple of episodes ago, I encourage you to help people, not with money, but by giving food, company, emotional support. If you know that someone is sick, pray for that person, send good thoughts of healing and love. At work, be your best. Give good service. Be that little light that shines in the darkness. During these harsh times, be nice. Don't cut in front of the others while driving. Be patient when you go to the supermarket and others are not courteous to you. Remember, when you surround yourself with good vibration, you attract good vibration, you attract good people, you attract good results, you attract pleasant environments. Remember that the greatest souls that have walked on this earth were at the service of others. Again, the same names that I have mentioned before, Jesus, Buddha, Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa. To achieve through giving, you must be ready and willing to receive. And you might think, well, that's the easy part, but it's not. It's not as obvious as it looks. Being ready to receive means to be spiritually ready. First of all, you must feel thankful of the blessings coming your way. See everything as a gift. Feel in tune with that thing or situation or feeling that you desire to have. Feel that you are experiencing what you want. Don't feel you are entitled or in need of your desire. When you feel need or entitlement, your state of mind changes and into desperation and fear, and this becomes an obstacle to achieve your goals. If you think you are entitled to something, you will grow frustrated if you don't get it in your timetable. Remember, God, the universe, the great creator, whatever you want to call him or her, knows everything. He or she has everything figured out already. He is the planner. He knows when he have to give you something. Be patient. Just wait for it and be grateful. So going back to my grandfather, this is the part that he missed. My grandfather was very generous and honest, but he never felt deserving of an opportunity in life. His mother died when he was about 4 or 5 years of age. And one of his uncles took him in. But his uncle had like 9 or 10 children, something like that. And everybody had to work in the farm. So he felt that just by the fact that his uncle took him in, it was like the greatest blessing he could have. And that was everything that he was entitled to get in life. And other than that, his life was always going to be a struggle. He thought that his place in life was to survive, make enough money to provide for his family, and that's it. When other people tried to help him because they were grateful for the help that they have received from my grandfather, he would not accept it. Like, I remember some people coming to the house to offer him a business or just help, but he was not interested. He used to say, "I'm okay with my cows and my little piece of land." And that's what he always got. He was content with that, and he never accumulated any great wealth. So to receive big, you need to expand your way of thinking. Don't be content with that little piece of land if you want to accumulate wealth. Don't be content with meditating for 10 or 15 minutes if you want to grow spiritually. Do more. Don't be content with studying for a couple of hours if you want to graduate from college. You have to put the effort. You have to put the time. You have to give. You have to give your best. You have to give your time. You have to give effort. So help others, not just with the hope of receiving rewards of anything. Just do it because it is right. Just do it because it will make you grow spiritually. So remember, the secret to be successful in any enterprise, accumulating wealth or becoming a better human being or becoming enlightened, just give and also be prepared to receive the blessings that will come and return your way. So again, thank you for listening. Push forward, be kind, and be happy. God bless you.